NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. American military planes back in the air over northern Iraq today, making a second humanitarian airdrop of food and water to the thousands who are fleeing the advance of militants from the Islamic State group, otherwise known as ISIS. The airdrops follow the first airstrikes targeting ISIS in Iraq's Kurdistan region near the city of Erbil. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that the White House is insisting that this is a limited engagement.
Military officials say unmanned aircraft struck a terrorist mortar position, and then when the fighters returned, attacked them as well. Later, four F-A-18 aircraft struck an ISIS convoy and another mortar position using eight laser-guided bombs. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president felt it was necessary to authorize this use of force.
He was determined to use American military assets to try to address an urgent humanitarian situation, and the president is just as determined to make sure that the United States is not dragged back into a prolonged military conflict.
Earnest says the president will not be notified in advance of each individual operation, but he is speaking regularly with his national security team. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
There's been more violence in Gaza. Israel says it has carried out 20 airstrikes after Palestinian militants fired at least five rockets into Israel. The BBC's Kevin Conley reports that with no visible progress towards resuming the ceasefire, both sides are bracing for continued fighting.
For civilians on both sides, the hope of the ceasefire has given way to renewed anxiety. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is desperate. Power supplies are patchy. There are problems with fresh water and sewage treatment, and hundreds of thousands of people have moved from their homes in search of greater safety for their families. Israel has banned large public gatherings in places it judges to be within reach of rocket fire and has placed restrictions on children's summer camps unless they're conducted within easy reach of air raid shelters.
The two presidential candidates in Afghanistan pledging greater cooperation to resolve their election dispute. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani say the auditing of votes will be completed by the end of the month.
Following Secretary of State John Kerry's latest visit to Afghanistan, the candidates issued a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to accept the results of the audit triggered by Abdullah's claims of fraud. They also recommitted to forming a national unity government once the winner is declared. But Abdullah says there are still procedural details of the ongoing audit that need to be finalized. He says he hopes he will not have to withdraw from the process again, as he's done several times before.
We are very close in terms of getting through things together and putting things behind us and moving forward.
The candidates hope to have the new president in place before the NATO summit on September 4th. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
And this is NPR News from Washington. At the corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, a stockbroker has testified that McDonnell's wife tried to conceal her investment in a company receiving the couple's assistance. As Craig Carper of member station WCVE reports, a witness told jurors the investments were made with money from a wealthy businessman.
Bob and Maureen McDonnell are accused of accepting over $150,000 in gifts and loans from Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams in exchange for helping him advance his company's drug, Anatoblock. Stockbroker John Piscatelli testified that the First Lady used $30,000 of a loan from Williams to buy stock in Star. Piscatelli said the First Lady sold most of her shares in December of 2011, only to buy them back in January of 2012. The prosecution aims to show the McDonald's skirted Virginia law, which requires public officials and immediate family to report securities over $10,000 in a single company at the end of each year. Governor McDonald contends that while many of his actions were questionable, they were legal. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond.
The world's top-ranked golf player, Rory McIlroy, is halfway home to his second straight major title. He's carrying a one-shot lead over Jason Day and Jim Furyk into today's third round at the PGA Championship at Kentucky's Valhalla Golf Club. He says you can't ask for much more than that.
My swing's in, technically in a good place at the minute. I'm able to shape the ball both ways. I'm confident, and I'm just on a good run.
Phil Mickelson is also heading into this weekend with some momentum. He's just three shots off the lead. Tiger Woods, meanwhile, is heading home. Woods has missed the cut at a major for only the fourth time in his career. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.